From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Obama administration is rolling out a series of proposals today aimed at making it easier for small businesses to borrow money. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Credit markets are not as frozen as they were at this time last year, but the White House says President Obama still gets letters from small business owners who have trouble getting financing. Since small business plays a big role in job creation, Mr. Obama is pushing his advisors to find ways to help. Today, the president is announcing plans to make it cheaper for small banks around the country to lend money to local businesses using capital from the government's $700 billion bank bailout fund. That move comes as other bailout efforts are beginning to wind down. Mr. Obama is also endorsing legislative proposals to allow the Small Business Administration to back bigger loans, and he's asked his Treasury Secretary to host a conference where other small business financing ideas can be considered. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Prosecutors say Tariq Mahana, a 27-year-old pharmacy college graduate, plotted with two other men to kill two prominent U.S. politicians and conduct their own holy war by attacking American shoppers and U.S. troops in Iraq. But officials say their plan was thwarted when al-Qaeda terrorist training camps did not accept them. Mahana appeared in court today. Police who arrested a man today at a Newark airport in New Jersey on charges of threatening President Obama have found 43 firearms in the man's home. That, according to Port Authority spokesman John Kelly. John Breck, a private security guard at the airport, allowed authorities to search his home in Linden. Someone told police they overheard Breck make threatening comments at an airport coffee cart yesterday. The president's flying to New Jersey to campaign for Governor John Corzine. The second top vote-getter in Afghanistan's controversial presidential polls announced today that he will run against incumbent Hamid Karzai in next month's runoff election there. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has details from Kabul.
Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah has said for weeks that given the widespread voting fraud, a runoff was the only outcome he'd accept from the first round. But he and some independent election observers today called for major changes in how this next round is conducted. They want to see those election officials involved in the fraud that caused more than 1 million votes to be cast out by international investigators to be fired. They also want stringent measures in place to ensure ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation this time are kept to a minimum. But finding new election officials to replace those implicated in the fraud will be difficult. The government had to scramble this summer to recruit enough poll workers, especially at voting stations for women. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points to 10,080, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 15 points to 2,178. The S&P 500 is up 8 points to 10,099. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Iranian negotiators in Vienna say they can support a draft proposal that would delay Tehran's ability to make nuclear weapons by sending most of its enriched uranium to Russia for processing. The processed uranium would be used to make nuclear medicine in Iran. Diplomats say U.S., Russian, French, and Iranian negotiators have all accepted the proposed deal. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Mohammad El-Baradei hopes the deal will be signed on Friday. 18,000 gallons of oil and spilled gasoline into the Gulf of Mexico off the Texas coast after tankers collided with another ship. NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
The 820-foot-long oil tanker Kermsk collided with a tanker supply vessel about 40 miles off the coast of Galveston late Tuesday night. The collision ripped a hole in the oil tanker and fuel began to spill into the Gulf. The Coast Guard said the crew acted quickly, pumping the fuel from the damaged tank into an undamaged tank, preventing what could have been a much larger spill. It is unknown whether the two ships were trying to rendezvous or were simply two ships who failed to pass in the night. The Coast Guard is debating whether to try to lay down dispersants in 5-foot seas and 20-mile-an-hour winds. A storm is approaching the area, and the weather is not expected to improve for 2 days. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a vaccine used to protect against a virus that causes cervical cancer in girls should be an option for boys. The vaccine can prevent genital warts in boys and men. It is not clear at this time whether the vaccine can indeed protect against cancer in men and boys. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.